The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, getting ready to start tonight's contest between the Streaks and the Morton Potters. And now we get ready to send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups.
And a continuation of the 2022 Downstate Classic. Tonight's game features the Potters of Morton High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Here are your starting lineups. First for Morton, a junior, number 12, Tatum Lamprecht. A sophomore, number 20, Isabella Hutchinson. A freshman, number 25, Ellie Van Meenen. A senior, number 30, Maggie Hobson. And a senior, number 31, Katie Krupka. And now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'8 sophomore, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'2 senior, number 10, Grace Nelson. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Cadence Leidick. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Abby Langefelter. And a 6'1 senior, number 40, Abby Davidson. Morton coached by Mr. Bob Becker, assisted by Dakota Neeson and Claire Schmidt. Galesburg coached by Evan Massey. Assisted by Lexi Daniels, Mike Rux, and Josh Biddle.
All right, Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, silver and black trim. Morton in their road gray with white numbers and red and white trim. I don't know, Bill hasn't been told that his voice is supposed to change when that music starts. It's supposed to be in now. Yeah. All right, in the center circle for the Streaks at 6'1", Abby Davidson and Katie Krupa at 6'1", for Morton, tip one by the Potters in the backcourt. This is Izzy Hutchinson.
This is going to be a good test for Abby Davidson. She's going to really have to bring her A game.
Left side it goes to Hutchinson. Down on the right block. Nice spin move by Krupa. Missed the shot, though, bothered by Abby. But with a rebound was Hutchinson, and she got it back to Krupa. She lays it up and in. Right side, 2-0 Morton.
That's what you can't have happen if you're the Streaks. You can't give them second chance opportunities. Good defense there by Abby Davidson. The Streaks have to make sure they're one and out.
Now Kiara drives down the left side, shot partially blocked. Ball kept alive, though, by Abby Davidson. Kiara misses shot, gets it back, and puts it up again. I think Abby kept the second shot alive as well.
She had a hand on every one of those shots or rebounds.
So we're tied at 2, 7:15 to play first quarter. This is Hutchinson with it for the Potters. Gives to Krupa at the free throw line. Dribbles right, kicks out to the right baseline to Maggie Hobson. Now back to Hutchinson. Right gives off to Hobson. She'll bring it back out high. Underneath, got it to Krupa. Nice job by Krupa, just kind of muscled it away. Abby tried to run around in front. Krupa able to pull it away, well, and who, turns around and gets an easy shot.
Whoever's weak side for the Streaks there has to run over and help when Krupa gets positioned that low.
Now Abby Langefelter had her pass stolen away.
Oh, carry, carry. Yeah, there we finally traveled. Get it. Yeah. Jeez.
Ellie Van Meenen, the freshman.
Back to back, she picked it up, and it got like caught on her hip, and then she got it down, and then she picked it up again, and the official a little late on that whistle.
So the teams each with one turnover. 4-2 Morton, 6:38 to play, first quarter. Potter's, what are you, spreading out a 2-3, it looks like?
It looks like it, and the streaks have to be ready to shoot.
And Kiera misses the three-pointer, and the rebound's going to go off Abby Davidson last, and it'll go back the other way.
Cadence passed up a wide-open 3-2 there. I'd like to see Cadence get going because, like we said, she didn't take any shots that counted towards stats anyway in that first game, just a couple that she got fouled on.
Yeah, a great defensive player. We need that out of her, but we got to get some points out of her as well.
Right.
Left side, this is Hutchinson with it. Top of the key, it goes to Lamprecht. Lamprecht drives right, cut off by Kiera, kicks out to Hobson. Now at the free throw line, Krupa crosses over down the right side, scoops it up off the glass and in. She's good.
Yes. That's an understatement.
I had forgotten how good she was.
And smooth.
Nice job. Oh, nice defensive play.
Ooh, and they're going to call a jump ball. Oh, jeez.
Well, Caden's got it inside to Abby. She turns and puts it up. And that time did exactly what we've kind of been harping to, just take it, go right up to the basket. But going up against another 6-1 girl, they call the jump ball. Streaks it on the alternate possession. Grace with a nice pass on the inbound to Abby Lingefelter. Got between the defenders, puts it up and in. It's 6-4 Morton. Good defensive play. But, yeah, I think you're right that Krupa may have gotten Abby with a body. Now Krupa down the left side of the lane, cut off by Abby Davidson. Left wing, it goes to Lamprecht.
Haven't seen anybody else do anything yet for Morton.
A little bit different than the teams we've seen in the past from them.
Abby's doing a good job rooting her out right now.
And that time, we got the help from Abby Lingefelter from the weak side, and the contact was because I thought Krupa leaned to her, but she puts the shot up and in, and she's going to go to the free throw line.
I don't mind that call, Tom, if it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Because there was about as much contact on that as there was on the one down here that Abby got the jump ball call on.
And, you know, Abby Davidson doing an admirable job defending her. She's just a really good player. And like that you said that time, you talked about before that you need to have the weak side needs to come over and help. And Abby Lingefelter did that time. It got called for the foul. And Krupa hits the free throw. She's got all 9 of the Morton points. They lead 9-4, 5.5 to play here in the first quarter. Top of the key, Abby Lingefelter thought about the three. The ball went off the foot.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't?
It went off Abby Lingefelter's foot.
Ah, okay.
Streets got a generous call there. Yeah, I went off Abby Lingefelter's foot. Abby Lingefelter has to start pass faking because that's the third pass she's thrown that's been tipped.
Fortunately, the Streets get it back, knocked out of bounds by Morton, and it'll be Grace Nelson to inbound from down in the left corner. Out high it comes to Kiera, out high on the right side.
She really thought about that.
Now to Abby Davidson, a little 12-footer from the left wing, up and in.
Nice.
Nice touch from Abby Davidson. And it's 9-6, 5 minutes to play, first quarter. On the dribble, this is Hutchinson down the left side, scoops it up off the glass, no. Krupa with a rebound, puts it up, and what? Okay, did you see contact on that one?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Not contact initiated by the defensive player. Abby Lingefelter was straight up and down, and she's going to get called for her second foul for being straight up and down.
It was Krupa brought the rebound down, put it back up, and rattles the free throw home, so two fouls on Abby Lingefelter.
10-6, Krupa in the lead.
Yep. Hits the first. They don't have heights listed. I think they list her at 6'2", which Abby Davidson is the same height.
Bill called her out at 6'1".
Oh, did he?
I think.
I don't know.
No, maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm thinking that's what you were talking about in the center circle.
Now Kiera down on the left baseline, kicks back out to Abby Lingefelter. Top of the key, Grace Nelson. Now to Cadence on the right wing. Now the streaks will reset. Grace Nelson out high to Abby Lingefelter. Back to Grace out high on the right side with 4:36 to play in the quarter. Caden Slidick right corner. Back to Grace out high on the right side. And overthrew Abby Lingefelter and streaks an unforced turnover that time.
So last possession, Abby Lingefelter was on Krupa. Let's see what happened. We're going to get a timeout here.
And
I think it was Coach Massey that called it. Full timeout.
Full timeout. Full timeout called. 4.5 minutes to play here in quarter number one. It's Morton 11, Galesburg 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks against the 6th-ranked Morton Potter. Streaks trail 11-6, and it'll be Morton basketball out of the timeout.
Well, if the plan was limit everybody but Krupa, the Streaks are doing a very good job.
Gracie Junison, a sophomore for Morton. And it comes to Lamprecht, and she hands off to Hutchinson out in the center circle. Hutchinson picks up, looks for help, now gets to Krupa. She'll hand off to Lamprecht. He'll drive down the right side, scoops it up short. Krupa
went
over the back for the rebound. Okay.
Krupa goes over the back, gets the ball, puts it up over the top of
and
two Streaks.
Did
and
they
gets
call
a foul.
Abby again? Nope, Abby Davidson this time.
Jeez.
And there was less contact on the shot than there was her going over the back. Jeez. So Abby Davidson with a foul.
Do you think they know who Krupa is?
Yeah, I was going to say. Now we know.
She's up 14-6 in this game. She's going to have 40 by halftime at this rate.
All right. Streaks trail 14-6.
Abby Lingenfelter gets another pass deflected. She's got a pass fake. They're just they know she wants to go over the top, so they just stand there with their hands up, and she keeps throwing it into them.
Free Ferguson in now gets to
there
Abby.
We go.
Nice backdoor pass. Caden Slide. It came up short on the shot, though, and Krupa with a rebound. Finally got her shot. Couldn't get it in. She might have been a little bit too far under when she put that one up. Now Krupa drives left side. Stolen away by Abby Lingenfelter. Now Capri Ferguson down the right side. One to beat.
And a lot
pushed,
of contact.
Gets pushed. No call, but she finally gets it up off the
How
glass.
How is that not a foul, but the ones at the other end are? And it's the same official.
Yeah.
Just getting bodied up the whole way.
And Capri did a nice job. She stopped and let the defender go by her before she put the shot up. 14-8, Morton 3:19 to play. Lamprecht drives down the right side, kicks into the right corner. She
charge.
Ran over Capri, and now a three from the right corner up and good by Maggie Hobson.
Somehow no foul called on the charge. I don't even know if the official is watching, to be honest.
Now Abby Lingenfelter had Abby Davidson open down on the right block, but overthrew her, so the Streaks with another turnover. And how many do we have now?
Three.
Oh, okay, so I did have it right. It wouldn't seem like more. I think this is probably a mask timeout here.
Yeah, you know, because we haven't had a timeout in a minute.
I don't know how all of a sudden we went how many games we hardly had one.
Right, like and now it's like every
half.
Quarter.
They yeah.
I wonder if the IHSA put an emphasis on it or something recently because this is way more than – I mean, we didn't even have this many last year during the height of it.
No, and I don't know, because they're not, you know, really in there. Yes, they're all wearing them, but they all have them down on their chin.
Yeah, I was
going to
say on the chin.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the deal is with it. But anyway, we've got 3:02 to play here in the first quarter. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Morton Potters 17-8. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 3. I have Krupa for 13. Remember, she had the 1 3-point play. They have
she
for 14
had,
on the board. Oh, because she missed a free throw. Did another
no.
One. Oh, no.
She's
okay,
4 for 4 on free throws.
Six,
I have her 14. Five
no,
made baskets, 4 for 4 from the line.
She's 5 for 5 then because she had a 3-point play, remember? She got fouled on one and made
no,
a free
she's
throw.
Had 2 3-point plays.
Oh, okay, that's what I missed. So she's got 5 baskets then?
She has 5 baskets.
Oh, that's what I missed. Okay. I missed a basket and, okay, that's. So there we go. That's why. I had her for 4 baskets. I had her for 2 free throws last time. All right. So 14 for Krupa, 17 for Morton. They lead 17-8, under 3 to play here in the first quarter. This is Hutchinson with it, met by Caden Slidek. Out high goes to Krupa, right side, drives baseline, leans in, up off the glass, missed it, gets her own rebound, and it's
nice,
taken
stripped
away.
Away.
I'm not sure if that was Cadence or Kiara that stripped it away. Cadence came away with it. Now, there's a push, and that's going to go against Junis as Capri did a nice job. She hesitated on the baseline, then decided to go ahead and take it and got pushed.
Cadence picked that ball down there? I thought Abby Davidson did.
Oh, I'm not sure. I thought, okay.
That's fine. I just want to make sure I get this to the right person.
Capri inbound from the right baseline. And to Kiara, turning down the left side of the lane, lays it up and in. That's her second basket, and it's 17-10. Out high left side, this is Gracie Junis.
3 seconds. Okay. Krupa was in the lane for a long time.
Hobson and again this time.
Nice block
by Kiara. And Abby Lingenfelter with it. Down the court left side, picks it up. Gets to Abby Davidson running the floor. Now back out to Capri. And she'll set the offense. Well, now they flip to a man-to-man.
You got to recognize. Be ready to shoot.
Capri, top of the key, out high right side to Cadence. Back to Capri between the circles.
Abby Davidson doesn't look like she's interested in posting up Krupa. She needs to get into her, though, because you want to get some fouls on her.
Cadence right side leans in, goes up against Krupa, shot blocked.
Oh, my God. How is that a jump ball? It's either a block shot or it's
– yeah, she the ball left Cadence's hand, and Krupa blocked it, and then he called a jump ball.
it's either a block shot or it's a foul.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
Jeez. I mean, I would have said nothing on that.
Yeah,
one.
I thought it was just a clean block.
How do you...
it benefits us because it flips the arrow.
Well, but that's true, but I'm not sure which game this guy's watching. Hobson posted up, leans in, and lots of contact there they didn't call, but that was probably initiated by the offense. Streets come away with it. Lexus Edgerson in, stops, and yep, took an extra step. She was going to try to throw the pass into Abby Davis, and then the close of the Streaks turned it over with 1:30 to play in the quarter, trailing 17-10.
You know, we're not seeing the level of pressure we saw in the game earlier today, Tom, but the Streaks are still pressing and rushing.
Yeah.
They've got to slow it down and run their offense. They've got to come down, recognize what defense Morton's in, and then run their offense against that defense.
Hobson kicks to the left corner to Junis. Out to the top of the key goes to Paige Chapin in.
Krupa's out, so you've got to take advantage here.
Chapin with it, right side. Traveled, no call. Again, now Junis has it between the circles. Out right side it goes to Van Meenen, the freshman. Van Meenen to the free throw line, and Kira's going to get a call for a push. Reach in and smack the ball away. That's her second? That is her first, so Kira's got two fouls now. I didn't realize that.
Jeez.
Huh. Well, maybe the one I thought was on Abby Davidson was on Kiara.
Must have been, because they don't have Abby Davidson for a foul.
Oh, okay. Juniper Schwartzman in for the first time. She'll replace Abby Davidson. 55.8 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 17-10. In the inbound, knocked away and stolen by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side, lays it up uncontested.
Nice job.
Four for Capri, and it's 17-12, 47 to play. Hobson with it, out high right side. Top of the key to Junis, left wing. This is Lamprecht with it. Lamprecht gives out high to Van Meenen. Back to Lamprecht. She'll bring it top of the key on high right side of Junis. Right wing it goes to Hobson. Down to the right corner of Van Meenen. Knocked away by Caden Slidek. Van Meenen gets it back. Now picks up in the corner to Hobson. Good defense now by the Streaks, picking up the intensity. 21 to play.
Nope.
Hobson fakes. Goes baseline. Leans in. Short on the shot. But the rebound comes away. All the Streaks were standing. Chapin got the rebound. Now a three left wing is up and good by Van Meenen, unfortunately.
Streaks stop playing there, and that's what happens. You can't give up. This team is going to go after every loose ball, and they're going to look for every open shot. Nobody going for the – jeez.
Yeah, I don't think Capri knew how much time until the coaches yelled at her.
And I don't think anybody else did, because the entire team was just standing. No
All
offense
right.
being run.
One quarter of basketball in the books. The Morton Potters lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It's Morton 20, Galesburg 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Tried all the hiring websites to no avail? It's time to utilize your local resource. You post your listing and we drive thousands of listeners to check it out. So get ready for the applications to roll in and your position to be filled. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Baines turnovers to start the second quarter, 7:51 to play. Tom Erdith there, Gibson the Streaks. Kara Kilgore, three-pointer from the right corner, no good, but a rebound by Grace Nelson got tripped, and I think it's going to be Hobson with a foul. Hobson picks up her first foul, let's see. Well, they say they've got 10 team fouls, but they don't. I think I've got them for two. I'm not sure, though. Grace to inbound, Streaks trail 20-12. Grace Nelson, left corner, three-pointer up. And
there we go.
First basket for Grace on the day.
First shot attempt for Grace on the day.
20-15 now, 7:35 to play. Here
and that's the thing. The Streaks can't rely on Kira and Abby Davidson to take all the shots. So if you're open, you've got to be ready to pull. And that was a nice shot by Grace right there. She got herself open and took the shot.
Now a steal by Cadence. Lost it in the paint and got hit in the face. She got hit in the face.
Yeah.
She was looking toward the official, looking for the call. That's when she traveled. Ugh. Jeez. She was grabbing at her nose and turned, and I assume she thought the whistle was going to blow. Krupa's still not in.
I don't think you can assume it at this
point. Well, that's true. Now she's getting ready to check back in. With the basketball now is Amelia Miller, a sophomore, and she traveled with it. So now Katie Krupa back in, as is Tatum Lamprecht. With 7:02 to play here in the first half, Streaks trail 20-15. Grace Nelson gives it to Kara Kilgore out high on the left side. Tara looks over the defense. Now it is Cadence with it out high right side to Grace Nelson.
Oh, no.
Try to go back door to...
good job by Juniper right there. She boxed out Miller. And actually, Miller's really lucky she didn't call for a foul there,
because
she shoved Juniper towards the basketball and no foul call.
So try to go back door to Kiara, and... they were in the passing lane. Left baseline, it's Juniper Schwartzman. Ahia goes to Grace Nelson. Back to Kiara. Left baseline for three. Too strong. Rebound, Abby Davis. Got knocked away, though, by Hobson. Now Lamprecht has it for Morton. On the right side. Goes left, penetrates. Left wing, it goes to Hobson. Lost it and got it back. Now left baseline, this is Van Meenen. Thought about the three. Juniper Schwartzman closed out on her, though. Good defense by the Streaks. Now Hobson right down the middle. Scoots up.
Come on! How is that a... So Abby Davidson straight up and down in the lane. Hobson goes around her and scores the bucket, and they're going to call. I don't even think there was contact.
No. Wow. So Hobson gets the basket. I'm not sure what game these guys are watching. Free throw missed. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Quickly back the other way. Grace tried to get it down court to Cadence Leidick, and diving and knocking away was Hobson, but the Streaks will have it on the sideline in front of the Morton bench. 6:11 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 22-15. Capri Ferguson, and she'll replace Grace Nelson. Kiara to inbound. Out high to Cadence Leidick. Dangerous pass there. Morton just didn't see it floating, I think, in that particular case. Capri just lost the ball. Now we're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward Morton. She caught it up on her hip and then just lost control of it, and the Streaks turned it over. Back in for Morton is Hutchinson, and she'll replace Miller. 6:03 to play first half, 22-15 is the Morton lead. Streaks now back in a 2-3. Left wing, it goes to... Lamprecht down the left corner. Hobson, the three is no good. Nice block out by Kiara Kilgore, and she's got the rebound. Capri Ferguson with it. She'll bring it across and set the offense for the Streaks. To Abby Lingenfelter. Now Capri Ferguson with it. Back to Abby, top of the key. Capri with it between the circles. Dribbles left. Now Abby Lingenfelter between the circles. Back to Capri Ferguson. Streaks need to start going toward the basket. And Capri just overthrew Abby Davidson down on the... right block, and quickly that's going to get Grace Nelson back up and in.
Well, we've seen that a few times on the day from Capri. She's trying to go over the top of the defense, and she one hands at baseball, throws it, and it just floats on her.
And
it's a timeout by Coach Becker.
30-second timeout this time. 5:27 to play first half. Streaks trail 22-15. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation when we're on the road, whether it's Streaks girls basketball, boys basketball, football. They provide us with a nice, reliable Nissan vehicle to get us there and back, and they can provide you with one as well. Just stop by and talk to them, whatever you're looking for. I know things are a little harder to come by these days, but they can find it for you. Got to stop by and talk to them, though, and tell them what you're looking for. They can help you out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. 5:27 to play in the half. Streaks trail 22-15. I mean, not out of it, but you're almost feeling because you're just not getting anything going offensively. And, you know, you had about a three-minute stretch where Krupa wasn't in there. You couldn't take advantage of that
either. Backdoor.
Now they backdoor.
Foul?
My goodness, this is horrible. They tried to do an alley-oop to Krupa, and she just lost the ball, and they call a foul on Kiara.
I think Kiara got
behind.
Her hand on the ball.
That's going to be
on
third. Kiara now. Wow. This is ridiculous. Krupa hits the free throw.
She's 5 for 5 from the line now.
I mean, she went up for the alley-oop, and there was no contact. I mean, she just couldn't. Yeah, like I said, Kira may have gotten a handle of the ball, but because she didn't get a handle on it. Free throw up and good. Got 16 to their 24, make it 24-15. Alexis Edgerson across to Caden Slidek.
Nice
dish down to Abby Davidson, running the floor, lays it up and in. Got back and beat Krupa down the floor. Now it's 24-17. I mean, now it's going to be a case where our bigs are going to be in foul trouble, and then what do you do with Krupa?
Right.
Wow.
Well, three fouls on Kira already. It's just nuts.
Yeah, and Hobson drives right baseline, leans in, bounces for Krupa, puts it up. I'm surprised they didn't call him there, but she got it up off the glass and in. Abby
Davidson was just an example of how good she is right there in that bucket, because Abby Davidson did a nice job on the defense, and I thought was going to get a blocked shot, and she worked her way around it. Swing
Grace it. Nelson, top of the key to Caden Slidek in the right corner for three. Too strong. Oh, if she would have fouled it, she would have had it, but she started going up court, and Krupa came away with a rebound. Stepped in and got it.
And I think Cadence's foot was on the line, but I don't think the official was even paying attention to it. So they probably would have counted as a three if she could have hit it.
Hobson, a wide open three from the right side, missed it. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound and had somebody on her back. No call. Now Cadence down the right side, in against Krupa, lost a handle on it. Krupa with a steal. And now she throws it away, though.
9 turnovers of the streak, 7 for Morton.
So the teams exchange turnovers, and we're going to call mass timeout. We just had a 30. 4 minutes to play in the half. It is Morton
26.
Shouldn't
common sense play into this?
You would think. But not necessarily with this crew. 4 minutes to play in the half. Streaks trail 26-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts Bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m., and Bingo starts at 12:45, so put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
4 minutes to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks now down by 9, 26-17 to the Morton Potters, ranked 6th in the state of Illinois.
Well, I think for the Streaks to turn this one around, Tom, they're going to have to figure out something on the offensive end. They have 17 points thus far. They've all been difficult. Most of all of them have been difficult points. They got to figure out. And I think the first thing comes with just identifying what defense Morton's in. Morton's going to try to play with 4 players here. This will be interesting. Oh, no, there's the fifth one down the other end. I'm like,
that would have been fine with me.
Right.
Streets with
so
the
they
basketball.
Got Krupa up top. They're playing a 2-3 with Krupa at the top. So you've got to recognize, get the ball inside to Abby Davidson. Yeah. She's got an advantage against Chapin.
Yep, absolutely. Now, Abby Leifelder's pass got tipped. Alexis Edgerton gets it into Abby. Turn around from the left side, but she faded away on it again.
She needs to go baseline.
Yeah.
She's turning towards Krupa.
Now Lamprecht. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Abby runs and gets pushed out of bounds. Are you going to call? Oh, my gosh. They're going to call her out of bounds. She got pushed out of bounds from behind by Paige Chapin, and they just call her for going out of bounds.
Who made that? Who took that shot for
you? It was who was it? I think it was Hobson.
Okay.
Or no, I'm sorry. It was Lamprecht.
Lamprecht,
yeah. Okay. Now they go to Krupa down on the right block, spins, kicks it over on the left wing. And this is Hobson. Down the left corner it goes to Hutchinson, and her three is up and good.
And here's the tough thing. You try to play this 2-3, and if they're going to start hitting threes, you're going to be in trouble.
Alexis Edgerson to Abby and goes baseline. And now
holy, that where
foul.
Was a foul there?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
I feel for Chapin on that one because that was not a foul. But
make up for the one they didn't call on the other end, I guess.
Jeez.
29-17, the Morton lead, 3:09 to play here in the first half. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter, left corner. Now Grace Nelson out high to Kiara in the left corner. She'll penetrate, pulls up a little 10-footer short, and the rebound comes down to Chapin.
She's got to be careful. She took a swipe at that basketball. She's got 3 fouls.
Yeah.
You can't take those extra tries. I know it's tough to pull back when you're a player like Kiara, but you've got to pull back on that. You can't take swipes at the basketball.
Hobson with three, left wing. Good. Man, there's two in a row from them. Hutchinson now, Hobson.
And all of a sudden, the streaks are looking to get run out of the gym. They're down by 15.
2:35 to play, right baseline. Alexis Edgerson back out to Grace Nelson. Three-pointer in and out, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound.
With a lot of contact.
And no call. And now they're going to call it for going over. Oh, no, they're going to call a jump ball. How do you – I don't understand. Why are we getting touch fouls on one end? And she got fouled going up for that shot. Came up short on it. And now the jump ball, and it goes back to Morton. My goodness. Well, this is Hobson in the center circle. Gives to Lamprecht. She's got it right at the center circle. 2:14 to play in the half. 32-17. Morton. Hobson to Krupa out high. She'll fire the three. Way off the mark. Rebound Grace Nelson. Grace on the run. Down court to Kiara. Stops and bounces for Abby Davidson. Too much traffic.
Streaks have got to be smarter with those passes. Yeah. 10 turnovers now.
Now Hobson down the right side to the block and goes around and gets the baseline and pulls it all the way to the left wing. Kicks out to Lampert. Now she'll fire the three out high right side. That's off the mark. Rebound Abby Davidson for the streaks. Grace Nelson down court to Kiara. She'll lay it up with a left-handed end. Good fast break by the streaks that time. Six for Kiara. 32-19, 1:35 to play here in the first half. Lamprecht with it out near the center circle. Hands off to Hobson.
Oof.
Krupa gives way to Lamprecht. Dribbles to the right elbow. Now pulls it back out, working against Kiara Kilgore. Hobson right wing to Krupa out on the right side now. Leans in and pushes off and no call. She hooked Abby Lingefelter and no call. Now it's Lamprecht. Kicks out to Hobson. 1:06 to play.
Content with to run some clock here as they run their work their offense is Morton.
Hutchinson now Krupa out high on the right side.
You'd like to get this thing under double digits before halftime, and if they're going to take this much time off the clock, it's not likely.
52 now to play. Hutchinson penetrates. Oh, my God.
This is on Kiara. It's her fourth. It is not, thankfully.
Apparently it's on Alexis. Great.
Alexis Edgerson.
Yeah. Wow. It's almost dumbfounding. I don't understand.
Well, I just...
You're calling two completely different games,
right,
depending on which end of the court you're
don't...
On.
Consistency is all you ask for.
Yep.
That's all you ask for. If you're going to call it tight both ways.
Yeah, and that's 17 fouls down the street. So it's a chance of the one and bonus for Izzy Hutchinson, who's got 3 points on a three-pointer.
And historically, Morton's a very good free throw shooting team.
Yes. Yep. Oh, and she banked that one in. I guess you take them any way you can get them. 33-19, 50.4 to play here in the first half. Second shot is up and good. 34-19, 49 seconds to play. Capri Ferguson will be met by Hutchinson at the center circle.
Now identify. They're in a man-to-man. Run your man-to-man offense.
Alexis Edgerson gets a pick from Juniper Schwartz and missed her on the roll, though. Now Abby Lingefeld.
Hey,
look at that.
Holy cow, a foul on Miller for holding Juniper.
Holding on to Juniper. They won't do that when their big's actually in there doing it. They'll only call it on the subs that are in. That's trying to even it up. That's four fouls now on them.
You ready to shoot, Alexis? Oh.
Capri, right wing, 32 seconds to play. Now brings it back out right of the center circle. Abby Lingefelter with it now. Juniper Schwartzman, now right wing, goes to Capri. Tried to get inside Abby Lingefelter, knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Juniper dives after it along with Hutchinson and a jump ball. And this
but a good job by Juniper. Streets. Juniper got her hand and just put the hand on the basketball.
Yeah.
Streaks will get the ball back here in the alternating possession, but nearly a turnover by the Streaks.
18.4 to play now. Alexis Edgerson inbounds. Backcourt it comes to Capri Ferguson. Now
come on,
15.
Capri. Got to run some offense. My gosh.
Juniper was setting a pick, and
Capri threw it
a pass
at
to her, and she had to.
The Streaks are not ready to shoot the basketball.
No,
I don't know what.
4 seconds to play. Now Capri down the paint. Little runner up and in. Well, glad she recognized late and got a good shot up and in. We have played one half of basketball. Streaks have struggled, but still in it with a half to play. At the half, it is Morton 34, Galesburg 21. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk about this one, some halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 34-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Looking for the best sports and gambling information? Check out Statelines. Hosted weekly by Jason Gotch and Kevin Berger, Statelines takes a look at football betting, including the best angles on the NFL, sides and totals, futures, prop bets, and more. Jason and Kevin also go in-depth on the Chicago Bears, giving you the latest news and betting insight for the Monsters of the Midway, as well as the rest of the league. And on each episode, the guys will give you their three best NFL bets for the coming week's slate of games. There will be betting talk for other sports, too. What's hot in the sports world? We've got you covered. Jason and Kevin give you a fun and informed look at sports and gambling. Want the winners? Check out Statelines. Available wherever you get your podcasts. That's Statelines, Illinois' number one pro football gambling program. Available now on your favorite podcast platform and on the web at statelines.show.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Theo Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Streaks trail the 6th-ranked Morton Potters 34-21. They were outscored 20-12 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter outscored 14-9 for the 34-21 lead. Sophomores lost by a final of 41-36 here this evening after a win over Peoria High 50-33 earlier. The varsity lost to 5th-ranked Peoria High 51-36 earlier today. The upcoming schedule looks like this. Galesburg High boys are back in action coming up Tuesday night. They will take on, for the third time now, the Sterling Golden Warriors. Of course, played them up there, played them down at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Now they'll have them here at John Thiel Gym coming up on Tuesday night. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickwell will have that for you at a 6:40 pregame at a 7 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. The girls will be on the road at Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. That'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Then Friday, the boys will be at United Township, and they'll take on Coach Ryan Weber's squad up there. Saturday, the girls play host to United Township here. The boys will play down at the Manual Shootout against Richwoods, and then we'll have the Illini at Northwestern following that game. Halftime here. Streaks gotta find a way, Eric. They're just not. Again, we talked about the matchups. It was really tough in the earlier game against Peoria High. Their athleticism and everything, different type of team with Morton. They play good, solid defense, but there's places the Streaks can exploit them. But they're, as you said, they're almost hurrying the way they were, the way Peoria High was forcing them to hurry.
Right.
Morton's not really doing that, but we're still playing that way.
Right. We're still playing way too fast at a pace that's not sustainable for the squad. And what you've got to do is you've got to come down and you've got to just, like I said before, identify which defense they're in, because Coach Becker is switching up the defenses you're seeing. So knowing that he's going to keep switching up the defenses, the first thing you got to do when you come down is identify, if you don't have numbers, you have to identify whatever defense they're playing and get into that offensive set. The other thing the Streaks have a tendency to do, and we've seen this all season, is they get too stuck on running their offensive set the way it's supposed to be run instead of finding open players. There was a few times there where the open player caught the basketball and was more concerned with – passing it again rather than seeing that they were wide open. And you can't do that because that's just going to get you stuck like they have been.
Yeah, you got to, when you, those shots are there, you got to take advantage of that opening. You see that opening to the basket, you got to take advantage. And that's one of the things that, you know, Kiara is actually really good at, seeing that opening. And when it's there, not forcing it, but seeing that opening and taking it and sometimes getting a basket or a foul out of it. All right, we're here at halftime. The Streaks trail the Morton Potters. It is Morton 34, Galesburg 31. We'll take a timeout and come back and run down some halftime stats and bring you the second half. Streaks trail 34-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Grandview Restaurant, Grand Avenue, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com. WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Brett Wright from WGIL. The Galesburg Public Library's January Reading Challenge is back. New Year, New Books runs through the end of the month and is open to readers of all ages. Participants can earn raffle tickets to win prizes for every book read this month up to 10. Learn how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight, snow likely overnight, less than an inch of accumulation expected, overnight low 23, cloudy through mid-morning tomorrow, then becoming mostly sunny, the temperature falling to the mid-teens, clouds tomorrow night with an overnight low of 11, Monday mostly cloudy with a high of 39, while Monday night an overnight low of 27, and Tuesday sunny and a high of 15. It's 26 at WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tim, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the sixth-ranked Morton Potters 34-21. Our halftime stats, Streaks led by Kira Kilgore and Capri Ferguson with 6 points apiece on three baskets each. 4 points for Abby Davidson on a couple of baskets. Two for Abby Lingenfelter on a basket. Three for Grace Nelson on a three-pointer. They had the 1 3-pointer. No free throws even attempted in the first half. There's a big surprise. Let's see. For Morton, Katie Krupa, 18 points on 6 baskets and
6 free throws.
6 for 6 from the free throw line. 8 points for Maggie Hobson, a couple of threes and a two. She was 0-for-1 from the line. In fact, they had their only miss. 5 for Izzy Hutchinson on a three and 2-for-2 from the line. 3 for Ellie Van Meenen on a three-pointer. They hit 4 3-pointers. They were 8-for-9 from the free throw line.
Well, 7 turnovers for Morton. Streaks turned the ball over 10 times, so that's not a huge deal. Streaks are getting out rebounding 12-11, including 5-4 on the offensive end. Morton just sizzling the nets right now. 11-for-23 from the field. They're 4-of-7 from downtown. Krupa alone is 6-of-9 from the field.
Wow.
Streaks, on the other hand, 10-of-24, so getting some more shots than the earlier game. 1-of-5 from downtown, 9-of-19 from inside there.
34-21 is our halftime score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the trailing the Morton Potters. I don't know why the official's going to have a conversation with Katie Krupa coming out on the floor. Who knows why?
Well, getting an autograph.
Probably. All right. Morton with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks come out with Grace Nelson, Kiara Kilgore, Caden Slidek, Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson.
They haven't reset the... Okay.
Oh. The yeah, they were okay. There we go.
I was going to be like,
we had 19 seconds left. All right, Morton with the basketball to start the second half. Hutchinson right side to Hobson. Gets to Krupa mid-post, turns, kicks it back out, top of the key, three-pointer from Van Meenen is short. Krupa with a rebound, and traveled with it, no call, but then lost the handle. Abby Davis came away with it. So the Freaks bring it back the other way. Grace Nelson bounces for Abby Lingenfelter out high left side. Left wing it goes to Cadence Leidick.
Krupa all over Abby Davidson.
Pushed her out of the lane even. Now Kira down the right side lane, splits the defenders up and in.
Oh my God. Travel.
Wow.
And Kira's beside herself.
Wow.
Well, you know, after that first game, I don't know. That would never have been called a travel in the first game.
No.
In a million years, because that was happening almost every time down the floor.
Wow. That was a bad call. Hutchinson left wing to Krupa. Out on the left side. Drives baseline. Nice dish inside.
Nice.
Good defensive play. Abby Davidson with a block. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound.
And that's exactly what you want if you're the Streaks. You want Abby Davidson to help and then be able to get back. And she did exactly that and made the block.
Yeah. Now the Streaks turned over. Cadence tried to get into Abby Davidson. Pass was a little bit off the mark and Krupa knocked it away. Now Kira.
Kira's got to be careful. Did that go off the knee of Hops or of Hutchinson?
I couldn't tell. I thought maybe it did because it really shot toward the wall.
I think it did.
They're going to say it's off of Kiara last.
Streak basketball, because she slapped it straight down. It went off. I'm pretty sure it went off Hutchinson's knee, because like you said, it shot towards the wall.
Yeah. Now a steal by Kiara. Gets bumped from behind, no call. Finally gets across, gets to Grace Nelson, right wing on top of the three-point arc. Shot is too strong. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound for the free throw line. Missed it. Kiara with a rebound, and it gets fouled from behind.
No call.
You've got to be kidding me. What game are these guys watching? Wow, now underneath Hutchinson, wide open, lays it up and in. My goodness, this is horrible. First basket of the second half, 36-21. Wow.
Unreal. That we saw less contact on Krupa's and ones than was on that shot by.
Now, and Kira's getting pushed, going to the basket this time. Lays it up, came up short. Now she's frustrated.
Yeah, she is.
Hutchinson, well, I understand, but you got to try to keep your head in the game, though. This is Van Meenen in the right corner, goes to the wing, kicks out to Hutchinson on the high right side. Krupa at the free throw line, fires the 15-footer, good.
It's the problem. You would love to close out hard on her for that jump shot, but then she goes around you and takes it to the rim.
Cadence Leidick, left wing, 38-21, now to Abby Davis in mid-post. Nice turnaround jumper goes away from Krupa and puts it up and in. She's got six. Streaks first points in the second half, 38-23, 5.5 to play. Now between the circles, it is Van Meenen. Right side, Hobson, a wide open three-pointer, rolled off, no good. And the Streaks
didn't get the rebound.
Yeah, they had a chance. Now Ivan Lingenfelter's going to be called for the foul. Just kind of lost her balance, ran into Van Meenen.
You can't give up wide open threes and then not get the rebound.
And that's three on Abby Lingenfelter now.
Yep.
Alexis Edgerson, Capri Ferguson.
Kira's frustrated. She's going to the bench, and she's really frustrated. Alexis Edgerson and Capri Ferguson back in. Grace Nelson out as well.
And looks like it'll be Addison Peck getting a check in.
Wow. And that's going to be four on.
Are you kidding me?
Abby Lingenfelter, yep.
Wow.
No,
just picked.
No, they gave it to, never mind, they gave it to Cadence. Nope.
Oh, it is Abby Lingenfelter.
I thought he had 2-4, and he had 3-2.
Wow, this is horrible.
Well, that's just consistency.
Yeah.
Just consistency.
Oh, and now Capri, well, we lucked out. The shot was missed by Van Meenen. Capri had her back to her, and they got the inbound of Van Meenen, but she missed the shot. Capri with a rebound. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Street trail 38-23. Cadence, top of the key to Addison Peck, left wing Capri Ferguson. Had Abby posted up against Lampert, didn't get it through. Now Alexis Edgerson drives down the right side, misses a 10-footer. And Krupa with a rebound. Krupa down court right side. Stops at the right elbow. Fires a 14-footer. Missed it, though. And they say she stepped on the line because she didn't, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. And
well, it's going to go back to the
If
streaks.
Anything, it should have been a push because she pushed to get the basketball.
Kira's going to check back in now. 4:44 to play third quarter. It's 38-23 Morton.
Cadence?
Yeah.
Good opportunity here for Addison Peck to get some minutes here against a real good post player.
All right, Capri Ferguson to Kiara, left wing. Left baseline goes to Addison Peck. Now Capri Ferguson, left wing, left baseline. Kiara fires a three, way short, and the rebound comes down to Krupa for Morton. And now that's a travel. She just bobbled the ball running with it, tapping it with her hand, Miller, and then finally reeled it in, and the officials right there didn't make the call.
Well, the other thing is Krupa reaches around on her post moves to grab Abby Davidson, and that's not getting called.
Miller. Now this is Hutchinson. She'll bring it back out and reset with 4:05 to play. Krupa with it out high right side. Looking over the defense.
Streaks down by 15.
Now she drives down the left side of the lane, scoops it up, missed the shot. Thank you, finally.
Jeez.
Well, Kara's hurt. I think she's just happy that the foul. She hit her head on the floor, maybe. I'm not sure. First foul in the second half on Morton. So
almost nearly Gracie. First foul of the game.
Yeah. Well, second foul on Gracie Junis. This is Capri Ferguson. Now, where's the foul? There, thank you. Jeez. That was a late, late whistle. Lamprecht reached around and grabbed Kiara going after the pass. And I didn't think they were going to call it initially. That was a late whistle. That's first foul on Lamprecht. And now, is this a mask timeout? Yep,
yes.
Officials timeout. 3:47 to play here in the third quarter. It is Morton 38, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
It's another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays at 11 on WGIL.
Gratefully.
3:47 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streak trail the sixth-ranked Morton Potters 38-23. Well, you know, the other problem is, Eric, in the way this is being called, it's hard. The Streaks were having trouble getting into a flow offensively anyway, but the way the game's being called makes it that much harder as well. You get frustrated when you're not getting calls, and it adds to it.
Right, and then when it randomly comes, when you're not expecting it, it's like, okay, well, we were playing as if we weren't getting that call.
Yeah. Now Kiara drives baseline, kicks out to Capri, top of the key, drives right, gives to Alexis Ederson, right wing, picks up, hands off to Capri. She'll bring it back out and reset. Shovels it over to Kiara, back to Capri out high left side. Now Alexis Ederson, right wing. Looks over the defense. We missed Addison Peck there mid-paint. Now she's got
it. Oh, you can't do that. Krupa's right behind her.
Krupa comes, steals it all the way down the right side. Came up short on the shot, but Lamprecht gets the rebound. There were two streaks there, and Lamprecht got there for the rebound. Yeah, they missed.
They missed her wide open, and then Capri stared at her, and Krupa standing right behind her.
Yep, snuck up and took that one away.
She's not going to Harbor because she's dumb.
Yeah. And she traveled.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me? Well, number one, she traveled on the shot.
And Krupa Addison's going to get called for a foul on a clean block.
Wow. So Krupa comes down the lane, traveled, and then the shot was blocked by Addison Peck, and they call her for the foul. So Krupa goes back to the free throw line again, 6 for 6 in the first half, now 7 for 7.
1 for 1 in this half.
Jeez.
Well, the unfortunate thing, Tom, is that this, on paper, looked like a much better matchup for the Streaks than the game earlier today. And they just seem to not be able to get in. They seem to have not been able to get into a flow whatsoever in this one.
40-23 is the Morton lead. 2:45 to play, third quarter. Alexis Edgerton kicks out to Kiara. She'll fire the three out high left side. Too strong. Rebound. Addison Peck. Or no, it's Abby Davidson up off the glass and in.
A lot of contact in there. No call again.
8 for Abby. 40-25. 2.5 to play. Out high. It's Junis right of the center circle. Now Krupa down the left side. Travel again and lays up and in. How do you not see the travel? Jeez.
Well, she picks the ball up near the free throw line and runs the rest of the way in there.
Yeah, gets all the way to the basket somehow.
Backdoor.
Addison Peck, nice backdoor pass. Kiara Kilburn takes some contact, put it up and in. 8 for Kiara, 42-27. Lamprecht with it, right wing for Morton. Now it's Junis between the circles, out high right side to Lamprecht. Now she'll bring it back out between the circles.
See, and the other tough thing, Tom, is to get back in a game when you're done by double digits and the other team runs offense as deliberately as Morton does.
Yeah.
It just really stymies your ability to go on a run. I don't know how that wasn't a travel. She caught the ball, jumped up, and then took the shot.
Now a foul going to be on Lampert. Reached in behind Kiera trying to make the outlet pass. But, you know, it's just like they're trying to do a little some makeup calls here, which there probably was a foul. But it's like call them when they count, going up for the shots.
Right.
Call them both ways. Back in, Juniper Schwartzman and Grace Nelson as Capri Ferguson and Abby Davidson will get a break. So now you got Juniper and Addison Peck in.
Well, and that's one of those things I always despise, Tom, is when people are like, well, look, the fouls are the same count. Well, if you're calling and ones all the time at one end, and at our end you're calling us on a break and slowing us down, that doesn't really help.
Grace for three, no good, but the rebound, Addison Peck lost it on the dribble. Ball goes to the floor, going to have a tie-up, and it's going to point toward the Streaks. Good hustle by Addison Peck.
Yeah, and that's one of those ones where Addison, as she gets older, will get a little bit stronger and be able to hold on to that ball in traffic.
Streaks basketball, three-pointer right wing. Cadence Leidick up and in.
Well, Herbert's made basket of the day.
Yeah. 42-30, Streaks down by 12, 1:10 to play here in the third quarter.
Carey, geez.
Hutchinson on the dribble. How do you not have a five call there either? Now a steal by Juniper Schwartzman.
Good job, Juniper, getting the hands in there. She saw that play developing and was able to step in front of that pass.
53
Grace,
seconds
shoot
to play
the ball.
In the quarter. Yeah, Grace had a wide open look and didn't take it. Addison Peck out high left side. Out of Grace Nelson between the circles. Now Kiera Kilgore on high on the left side to Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. Right wing to Grace. Oh, missed Kiera coming across there. Now Caden's down the right side, leans in. Somebody got a hand on it, no call. Missed the shot. Ball goes to the floor, and Juniper rips it away, and we're going to have a
jump ball. Oh, my gosh, a jump ball.
Wow. Okay.
Well, and right there, Grace has to be willing to shoot that three. She's already got one in the game. I understand she's not the most prolific three-point shooter, but at the same time, you're down by 12, Tom. You got to get those wide-open three-point shots up and just live with them because they're selling out inside. You're not going to get a bunch of layups in this game because they're doing everything they can to try to limit your layups. They're giving you the three-point shot.
Yeah, and, you got to take one. You got a wide-open look. Why not? This is Lampert with it. Inside it goes to Krupa.
Oh my gosh.
There's an anticipation call. Krupa went up, got a clean shot off, and who are they calling? Cadence?
No. Alexis Edgerson, I think. Was it 14? No, 24. You're right.
Yeah, so Cadence. 24. I mean, she went up with no contact, laid it up and in. That was an anticipation call.
Well, just, again, call it both ways. If you're going to call that, give us that same call because they're – there's been plenty of times where there's been contact on our shooters going up at the other end.
This is sad.
This crew is bad.
3-point play.
And Streaks back down by 15 now.
Krupa with 27.
And Coach Massey telling him to go as Grace is walking the ball up with 15 seconds left.
Now it's 7. Now Cadence stops and gets fouled. No, a jump ball! They called a jump ball. Cadence went up for the shot.
How is that a jump ball? It was all arm.
Miller was all over Cadence. She was nowhere close to the ball. Cadence had risen up over the top of her, and they called a jump ball. Fortunately, the Streaks get it back. 2 seconds to play.
Holy cow.
And it comes to Cadence. Drives. Now a shot put up by Kiera. 3-pointers off the mark of the buzzer. Wow.
Holy cow.
Jeez, this is horrendous.
Oh, my God.
How in the world? There was no way that could have been a jump ball. Absolutely no way. Well, we've got 8 minutes to play. Streaks trail 45-30. Take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next concrete project.
You're busy and probably feel like you don't have time to keep up with the news. Did you know that you can get an entire week's worth of news from Illinois, as well as critical, taxpayer-focused commentary from the state's best news team through the Illinois In Focus podcast? The Illinois In Focus podcast offers a quick rundown of all the big headlines from the previous week, insight into what that news means for your family, and gives you a chance to look at the stories that are developing in the week ahead. The Illinois In Focus podcast, available for free at anchor.fm and at your favorite podcast hosting site.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith there. Gibson Morton with a basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading 45-30. Right wing, it's Krupa. Backdoor pass, a travel, not called on Hutchinson. She missed a shot. Capri Ferguson with a rebound. Capri brings it across right side. Abby Lingenfelter back in. She's got it at the free throw line. Her pass got tapped, but Kira able to run it down. Now Capri has it near the center circle. Now Abby between the circles, fakes this time, goes left, and bounces for Cadence Lydick. She'll bring it back out high. Here's to Kira. Kira at the free throw line. The ball went off of the foot of Lamprecht.
That was the best non-call they've had all game, because oftentimes it gets called for a kick, and it's not really a kick by definition.
Now cross-court pass going away. Cadence tried to get it across, and...
Oh, my gosh.
A holy cow! They called a charge.
That was a foul on Capri all day long.
On Hobson. Oh, my gosh. That was it. See, it's going both ways. It's just bad. That was,
Coach Becker's like, are you kidding me?
There's no way that could have been a charge. Unless she would have pushed off, and she didn't. Oh, my goodness.
If it was anything, it was a foul on Capri. But this crew just... it's almost like they're like going one for one at this point.
Yeah. Well, now she's turned it over again. Capri, I'm not sure where she was trying to go.
I don't know either.
Kara was down there, but now quickly back the other way. Hutchinson missed the shot.
Well, and
now
Hutchinson kind of looked like she didn't want to touch Capri because last time.
Now a steal button. God, all kind of contact.
Oh my God.
Are you a push, really? They're both going after a loose ball. And if there was any push, it happened the first time. And now Cadence just got called for a push going after a loose ball. My goodness. Now Bob Becker calls time. This is amazingly bad. Wow. Unfortunate.
I know we've had this guy down here at the baseline before.
Yeah, and he's...
And I feel like we've had this guy over here on the sideline before.
Yeah, the other one I don't...
But I don't remember... I don't remember anything like this.
Yeah, I don't recall. I mean, this is just... And it's... You know, it's been more one way than the other, but it's bad both ways. I mean, just for, you know, like we said, that charge.
I thought Coach Becker was going to lose it over there. That was like the worst call against them.
Yeah. Wow. What's going on here? 6:29 play. And, you know, the bottom line, Streaks have not played a very good basketball game. It's unfortunate that it's marred by bad officiating as well, unfortunately. But Morton, they're still it's really interesting because coming in, I know you and I had talked off the air that we thought, well, this is going to be a game that we'll be right in it with this particular team because it's different in that we know Krupa's a great player, but not necessarily the supporting cast the way they've had in the past.
Right.
And I would still say that, but their supporting cast is still pretty good, though.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, Hobson's got 8 points right now. Yeah. She's 2 of 4 from three-point range, and I don't know that the Streaks have had anybody within the 5 feet of her when she's taken her threes. You know, so, I mean, if you give them open shots, they're going to hit open shots.
And there's another one for Hobson, a three-pointer, and they didn't get out on her, and just what you were saying, there it was right there.
And you just can't. You can't play that way. You can't give good, decent or to good players wide open shots consistently.
Now she's got 11, 6:10 to play. 48-30 is the Morton lead. Kira with it. In the paint it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Capri Ferguson drives baseline and gets fouled.
Late call on Krupa.
He
didn't want to do it.
And
he did not want to do it. That's the first foul on Krupa.
Yeah.
She is a post player.
Yeah.
We've taken a lot of shots in the paint. This is her first foul.
Capri Ferguson first free throw rolls off no good, unfortunately. Capri with 6 in the game. By the way, our first free throw attempt of the game right there.
Yep.
With 6:02 to play. Second shot up and missed that one as well. And sneaking in for the rebound, Abby Davidson missed the shot, gets her own rebound, and thought she got fouled from behind on that one by Van Meenen. And Morton comes away with it. This is Hobson. Hutchinson back to Hobson on the right wing. And they tried to get inside the croup. A nice job by Abby Davis. Yeah. Got around and knocked it away. Surprised they didn't call the foul on that.
Well, they probably feel that Morton's up by enough at this point.
Yeah. 48-30 is the Morton lead, 5:48 to play, and the inbound knocked away by Cadence Leidick, and Hutchinson will do it again. Good quick hands by Cadence that time. And in it comes to Hobson on the right baseline, working against Capri Ferguson, takes it out to the wing, over the top it goes to Krupa, up off the glass, missed it, and a rebound, should be a tie-up. Yeah, I wasn't sure what they were going to call. And the possession arrow points toward the streak.
Surprisingly, it wasn't a foul.
Yeah, because Kiera was there and had it and tied up with Krupa. I thought they were going to call Kiera for the foul. Capri across midcourt, left to the center circle. Now to Kiera out high left side. Hands off to Cadence, right wing it goes to Capri. Nice backdoor pass.
Oh,
went right through the hands of Kiera that time, and she gets hammered, knocked to the floor.
Ooh, and she got stepped on, I think.
Yeah. Who are they going to call?
She's okay.
Looks like Van Meenen got the call. I'm not sure. She might have had the least of the contact on that one. And that's going to put Kiera at the free throw line. I think what happened on that pass, Kiera was just surprised how wide open she was and took her eye off the ball momentarily. She missed the first free throw.
Well, and the other thing that's tough, Tom, is you know that Krupa's lurking somewhere in the lane, and so you want to try. I'm sure half of her attention was trying to figure out where Krupa was because you didn't want to rise up and Krupa spike it back down in your face.
Second shot good. 9-4 Kiera. 48-31, 5:20 to play. Morton with the lead. Hutchinson across midcourt, right side. Good defense by Cadence Leidick. Bounces for Krupa down on the block and leans in, kind of pushes Abby back. No, it was Abby Davidson.
Okay.
And that is her second foul now. Krupa kind of backed her down and leaned in, went up with it. Abby did get her with a body, but I think Krupa, smart play, kind of drew the contact on that one.
10 for 10 from the line. It's the kind of consistency that wins you championships.
Yep. She's got 28 on the night. Second one is up. And missed it, though. Jinxed her. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Right wing, Cadence Leidick thought about the three. Now drives baseline, gets past Krupa.
Yeah,
kicks
traveled.
Out.
Bobbled the basketball.
Making the pass,
Couldn't get it out cleanly.
And I think maybe she had thought about shooting and then changed her mind as she went up and tried to make the pass.
Well, the streaks have to be, you're down by 18. You got to fire when you have an open shot.
Yeah.
They're passing up open shots. You're not going to get back into this one with 5 minutes left if you don't take open shots.
Now Kiera with the steal on the bad pass from Hutchinson. Kiera down the middle. To Abby Davis on the left block, kicks out to Cadence and
travel
again. Yeah, she did a
she shuffled.
Did a little hop step when she caught it, and then another hop step to try to pass it.
And earlier in the game, Miller did that before a three, and they didn't call it. But
4:43 to play.
You got to be ready to pull. You're down by 18. You've got to get into almost a system mentality where the first open look you get, you put in the air because it's the only hope you have of getting back into this game.
Nice block by Abby Davis. A good move by Krupa. Went down, made a nice spin move on Abby, but she recovered and got up and got the block shot. Abby Davidson. Streaks with it now. Right wing. Cadence Leidick. Now Capri Ferguson on high right side. 4:19 to play.
Streaks are standing around.
31. Yeah, you got to have some movement.
Standing
here.
Around, down by 18.
Now, I heard a slap on the arm that time from Krupa as Capri went up with a shot, no call. She went down the left side. Now Van Meenen missed the layup. Abby Lingefelter with a rebound for the Streaks. We could hear the slap up here. That was not on the ball. Now the Streaks turn it over again.
Capri's got to see the defense.
And I don't know what happened.
Just a poor pass on Morton's behalf.
Yeah.
Should be streak ball here. Yep. 20 turnovers now. And I think Coach Becker's clearing his bench with an 18-point lead and 4 minutes left and mask timeout.
3:56 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Morton 49, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
3:56 to play the ballgame. Streaks trail 49-31. And it'll be Streaks ball at the end of their own bench. Kiara Kilgore to inbound. See who comes out on the floor for Morton. Gracie Junis, Tatum Lamprecht. Well, let's see. Ellie Van Meenen. And Amelia Miller. Who's the other one? Got Paige Chapin out there as well. 3:56 to play. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter. Back to Kiara. Three-pointer left baseline. Too strong. Rebound. Weak side. Abby Davidson
getting
up.
Pushed. Left hand. No
yeah,
call.
She went straight up, and she ended up outside the lane there. Right baseline. Gracie Junis with it, and she traveled. Yeah, they made that call. Yeah, she went to set up, and she actually had picked up the pivot foot. Then she stepped over. Wasn't going to be a three-pointer. She stepped over the line and then picked up the pivot foot again. So a Morton turnover with 3:37 to play.
Tough shooting evening for Kiara Kilgore, 4 for 15 from the field.
Grace Nelson out high left side, who had Abby Davidson wide open. Now Kiara fires a three out high right side, way short on it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter fighting for it. Now we're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward Morton.
Well, and there was an example a little bit, Tom, of the difference between how the teams are playing right now. Chapin saw that ball hit the floor, and she laid down on the floor to go get it.
Yeah,
the Streaks couldn't get anywhere near the ball until finally Chapin was laying on top of it, and that should have been one that was dug out by the Streaks because both Abbeys were right there.
Yeah, we were reaching for it rather than diving after
right.
it. Lampert with a left wing, top of the key, Van Meenen, a three-pointer from straight on, good. The freshman, Ellie Van Meenen, with her second three of the game. She's got 6, 52-31, 3:03 to play in the ball game.
why? Now, you just want to say why.
Yeah.
Lamprecht is going to get called for a bump.
Yeah.
And
on a pass to Abby Lingenfelter, and Lamprecht had her hand on her, and Abby caught the ball cleanly. We're in the bonus now.
Yeah, and we haven't called that all game.
Yeah.
Or at least not when we're on offense anyway.
So Abby, with a chance to win a bonus, hits the first, and she'll get the bonus. She's got
3 points.
Three on the night now. 20-point deficit for the Streaks, 52-32, 2:59 to play in the ballgame. Second shot for Abby Lingenfelter, up and good. 52-33, Lampert out between the circles with it, dribbles left. Now bounces high post right side to Junis, back to Lampert on the left wing. Top of the key, Van Meenen fakes, goes right. Kicks to the right baseline to Miller. Miller penetrates, cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Now it's Lampert on the right wing with 2:34 to play. Lampert on the dribble. Now to Miller. And this is something you talked about, Eric. I mean, you know, a comeback like this, almost impossible against a team like this because they're very deliberate offensively. Inside it goes to Chapin. She missed the shot. And now
she beats everybody in the ball.
Gets knocked to the floor. Lampert misses the shot. Now Chapin gets it again. Now this time the jump ball was called. Abby Lingenfelter was the only one that had her hands on it. Chapin was laying on her stomach the other way. And this time the possession arrow points towards the Streaks.
And both teams going to go to the bench now. 2:13 left to go. Streaks down by 19.
Addison McLaughlin in for the Streaks, as is Lily Clark, Juniper Schwartzman, and Kayla Pendergast.
Well, Tom, we talked
with
about
Alexis Edgerson.
That this was the toughest stretch of the season.
Yeah.
And the Streaks are going to come out of it 0-4 against four ranked opponents.
Which is unfortunate because the first two we lost probably
could have
gone the other way. Yeah. Shot missed by Lily Clark. Alexis Edgerson gets a rebound for the Streaks. 1:48 to play. Alexis on the right wing. Drives baseline. Kicks to Lily Clark. Now she'll penetrate. The little runner in the paint. Up off the glass and in for Lily Clark.
Well, and you know, that's the kind of urgency you kind of wanted to see the other players have at the beginning of the quarter, that the Streaks, they're just attacking the basket, taking shots, and then attacking the basket on the dribble. We saw too much non-movement, really, in the beginning of this fourth quarter.
This is Ruxlow with it, Angela Ruxlow, A-N-J-A.
Three up, and that one's missed by Hare.
And Addie McLaughlin with a rebound. Nice down-court pass, Alexis Edgerson running the floor, stops up off the glass, came up short with it, though. Rebound comes away to Madga Lopka, sophomore for Morton. Top of the key, three-pointers up, and that's an air ball by Lopko, I guess it is, L-O-P-K-O. 54.1 to play. Another sub for Morton. It'll be Maria Lopko. She's a senior, and she'll replace...
It's kind of interesting.
Anja Ruxlow, who's a freshman.
The senior didn't come off the bench before her sister that's a sophomore. I assume her sister.
Yeah.
I mean, Lopko, I can't imagine.
Maybe that's a popular name in Morton. I don't know. Addie McLaughlin with it with 40 seconds to play. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson.
Oh, be ready to shoot, Alexis.
Yeah, she would have taken the three there.
I'll tell you what, when I came in the game in these situations, any opening I had, that ball was going in the air.
Now Alexis has it with 30 seconds to play. The ball got tapped around. Streets get it back. Addie McLaughlin out high right side. Right wing to Alexis Edgerson. Right baseline to Juniper Schwartzman. Now Addie McLaughlin with it to Alexis Edgerson. She'll fire the three. Oh, off the rim. No, rolled off. No good. And Morton with it. Lopko. Magda. Now left wing. It is Maria. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound tapped out. And Magda Lopko comes up with it. Puts it up off the glass and in. And the time runs out. Final score, Morton 54, Galesburg 35. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down post-game stats, name of Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2, come in Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1, that's a mustard stain, stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2, my bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it, bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Wordsmith Bookshop, Main Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com. WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum from WGIL. Mark your calendar for the second and third Friday of each month when the Oaks Senior Center hosts a dinner and country and oldies music show and dance. Dinner starts at 5, the band begins at 7. They're seating for 100 with a large dance floor, so come out to 176 Farnham in Galesburg. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank at Galesburg.info draw winner from the nominees, like Bethesda Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight, snow likely overnight, less than an inch of accumulation expected. Overnight low 23, cloudy through mid-morning tomorrow. That becoming mostly sunny, the temperature falling to the mid-teens. Clouds tomorrow night with an overnight low of 11. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 39, while Monday night an overnight low of 27. And Tuesday, sunny and a high of 15. It's 26 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith there. Gibson Streaks fall to the sixth-ranked Morton Potters. 54-35 was the final score. Streaks now 17-8 on the year. Morton moves to 18-3. Sophomores lost here tonight 41-36. Was the final score. Well, again, the Streaks didn't get into a flow, and we'll talk with Coach Massey about that. And what it is that that Morton did or what it is that, that we weren't able to get accomplished to again, it was a case where we couldn't just really, I don't know, when I asked Coach Massey that, it didn't seem like it was necessarily them taking us out of anything. We just were not getting into our flow. Maybe they did do something defensively that prevented us from going that way.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, Tom, is I'm just looking at the stats, for instance. The Streaks were 2 of 12 from downtown.
Yeah.
But Caden Slidick was 1 for 1 from 3. So she took 1-3. Grace Nelson was 1 for 3. And you look at just the shot allocation, and the Streaks just didn't take a lot of shots from different players. Kira ended up with a total of, 16 shots in this game. Abby Davidson had 9 shots in the game. So that's 25 of your 46 shots right there from those two players, and then it's spread out from everyone else. I think at some point the offense you have to have a competent third option, somebody that's willing to take that shot. And I don't think it has to be one player per se. I mean, early in the season, Cadence was putting up a fair amount of points, and that's kind of gone away. I mean, she didn't have any shots of record in the first game, and this one she was 1 for 5. We know that some of the shots she did take in this game, we felt at least that there might have been contact that went uncalled. But it looked like, especially in the third and fourth quarters in this game, that the Streaks were standing around a lot, not moving much on offense.
Yeah. Just, again, there's that flow we were talking about. They just, it kind of just affected the way they were playing eventually. They not a lot of movement. And even later when, you know, the game may or may not have been out of reach, but, you know, you're a point where you need to score, you're urgent to get a basket, and you're passing up some shots, and pretty tough.
And you didn't have anybody scoring double figures in this game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you begin the game, and it was pretty much the Katie Krupa show. You stuck with her for a little bit. It was 9-6 at one point. Right. She had all 9 points. 11-6, she had all 11 points, and then they hit a 3. And I almost feel like that was like the determining factor in this game was like, okay, well, Krupa's going to get hers. She might score 30 or 40 in this game, but no one else, we're not going to let anybody else score. And unfortunately, once somebody else started scoring for them, all of a sudden it kind of seemed to shake the confidence of the Streaks. And I don't know. I'm frustrated, obviously, with the officiating. We weren't happy with the officiating, but that doesn't tell the whole story in this one.
No, it doesn't. It was, it was not good, but it was not good both ways.
And it definitely seemed like we were getting the brunt of it.
Yeah.
But, again, you got to play through it.
Right.
And you've got to find ways around it. And the offense just, when we're playing against teams, there's two types of teams that really seem to give the Streaks trouble, and it's the team that clogs up the middle and takes away the lane, and the team like Peoria that did exactly what they did to us, and they got in our shorts pretty much from the jump, but at times they even sat back at half court and they would get in the Streak shorts, and what I mean by that obviously is get in their space and not let them breathe, and then you get into a situation like we did in the first game. And you know, ideally, we talked about in that first game that if you take advantage of some of the things that were being done, maybe you get a bunch of fouls called on and you end up at the free throw line. But unfortunately, we started to get to the free throw line in that first game, and then it just stopped.
We're waiting for Coach Massey to make his way up, obviously having a little bit of a longer conversation with the girls here this evening than he has some other times. I'm going to go ahead and get started on some of the scoring from tonight. Again, as Eric mentioned, nobody in double figures for the Streaks. Garrett Kilgore led the way with 9 points, 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line, 8 points for Abby Davidson on 4 baskets, 6 points for Capri Ferguson, 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line, 4 points for Abby Lingenfelter on a basket and 2 for 2 from the line, 3 for Grace Nelson on that 3-pointer, 3 for Caden Slidick on a 3, 2 points for Lily Clark on a basket late in the game. The Streaks with just, again, the 2 for 12 from behind the arc?
Yeah, 2 for 12.
And 3 for 6 from line. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, Coach, there was a strange one tonight. It just seemed like from the start that – We actually compared it a little bit, even though the defense was different, to the earlier game, not being able to get in the flow. But it seemed like you guys were hurrying a little bit on offense when you didn't necessarily need to and then just didn't get into that flow.
Yeah, I thought what happened to us is we needed some good things to happen to give us energy. And it didn't. You know, we didn't hit shots early. The big kid was scoring and stuff. And so nothing happened to help energize us at all. And I thought, you know, there were some stretches where, you know, we had to take timeouts and plead with them and things. But I thought we were better in the second half in terms of approach and energy level. But it's just, you know, it's been a tough day for the girls, really tough day.
Yeah, and it's not, obviously not only physically but mentally as well, and you two really, really good teams that come at you. It felt like we were talking about scoring-wise didn't have anybody in double figures in this game, but we just felt like there was times when you needed a basket, and it looked like some of the girls may be a little bit gun shy. Like, you know, you've had Kiara's going to shoot the ball, and when Abby gets it posted up, Davidson, she's going to shoot it. But it seems like some of the others are kind of hesitating and not necessarily taking that shot, maybe making the extra pass. Are we seeing that right?
Morton of, I'm not sure, you know, I can speculate, but I'm not sure how they've lost games.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the irony is they're, you know, they've had this season two of their starters injured, and yet they're still that good and stuff. That they're very well coached. They end up three or four different things at you defensively. Every one of their kids knows what they're supposed to do. And then, not many people run set plays anymore. And they run some nice sets. And, you know, for us, without any preparation, you know, we didn't defend them very well.
Well, and that's one thing that's also hard. We were talking about during the broadcast, when you do get down, whether it's 10 or 12 or 15 or, you know, when it got up to 20, and against a team like that that comes down and runs set plays and runs time off the clock each time, that makes it even harder to get into a flow, to get into a comeback mode against them.
Yeah. And, I've had my share of bad ideas in my time, but this, when we kind of blew up the Martin Luther King tournament and I got these three schools and I asked them to do it, this is the last year for it. It's really turned out to be a killer for us of, that we've had snow a couple of them and it failed. But, you know, 2 years ago we had Bree Beal on a Thursday and then Central and Morton with it after, and it was tough. But, you know, our conversation afterwards was that, you know, we went down to Lincoln and we lost, and we talked about at that point, does this change who you feel we are? And the answer is no. Okay, then we lose to Geneseo on Thursday. The question is, okay, we've, you know, won 11 out of 12 or whatever it was we had going, and now we've lost two in a row. Does this change who you think we are as a team? And the answer is no. And, you know, the same things today. You know, NBA, sometimes the best team loses to another. That they're human. You have bad days. And, for us right now, we've got to be on the top of our game to compete against somebody like this. And we did against Lincoln. We did against Morton. And so what I ask of the girls is we just need to come back on Monday and kind of erase this as much as we can and focus on the end of the season.
Because we'll have our own share of tough things yet in the end of the season, because we'll be at Quincy. We'll be at Rock Island. We'll be at Canton. We'll be at Alamut. So, you know, we've got a lot more work to do yet.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Coach, always appreciate you taking some time with us, and back to work. And we'll see you on the long trip down to Quincy on Thursday night.
Okay.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Take a timeout. Streaks fall 54-35. Come back and finish up our stats. Also, we'll name a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Start the new year with 0% for up to 72 months and low lease payments on new Jeeps at Yem and Galesburg. This is Brandon Kinney. Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee L Limited for as low as $459 a month. The all-new 2022 Grand Wagoneer. Be one of the first to check it out here at Yem. Start something new like your new Jeep today from Yem. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Text out a license stock be extra. With approved credit, not all leases will qualify.
Wear a yellow WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall 54-35. Final score to the sixth-ranked Morton Potters here tonight. Streaks are now 17-8 on the season. Morton moves to 18-3. On the year. All right. Again, Kira, 9 points, eight for Abby Davidson, six for Capri Ferguson. Streaks 3 for 6 on the line, 2 3-pointers for Morton. 28 points for their big Katie Krupa. 9 baskets, 10 for 11 from the free throw line. 11 points for Maggie Hobson on 3 threes, a 2, and 0 for 1 from the line. They didn't have a lot of player score. 6 points for Ellie Van Meenen, the freshman, on 2 3-pointers. 7 for Izzy Hutchinson. A 3, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. Then a basket for Magda Lopko late in the game for 2 points. They were 12 for 14 from the line. 6 3-pointers in the game.
Streaks turned the ball over 20 times, which, you know, compared to earlier, doesn't sound like a terrible number. But, I mean, realistically, with the lack of pressure from Morton, you wanted to keep this 15 and below. 16 turnovers for Morton. Streaks out-rebounded Morton 31-28, including 12-11 on the offensive end. Morton shot the ball 18 of 47 from the field, 6 of 13 from downtown. Streaks shot the ball 15 of 46, 2 of 12 from distance. Some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Addison Peck had an assist and a rebound. Juniper Schwartzman had a steal and a rebound. Abby Davidson had the 8 points. She also had 3 blocks, 2 steals, and 8 rebounds. Abby Lingenfelter had 4 points, but she had 8 rebounds and 1 steal. So back-to-back games without the Streaks getting a double-digit rebounder. Kaden Slidek, 3 rebounds, but she had 3 points, but she had 3 assists and 1 steal. No rebounds for her. Alexis Enderson had a board. Capri Ferguson had a steal, an assist, and 2 rebounds. Grace Nelson, 2 rebounds. She had three assists. Kiara Kilgore, 9 points, 1 block, 2 steals, an assist, and 5 rebounds. And Tom told you about the 2 points for Lily Clark.
All right. Streaks fall 54-35 is the final score as they fall to the Morton Potters. And you were talking about the turnovers, 20. Well, yeah, we've had games with more. But, again, just like we talked with Coach Massey, this team is the Morton team is so deliberate offensively. Every time you turn the ball over, they get a score. They might be taking, you know, 25, 35, 45 seconds off the clock
right.
That, you know, that you're not going to get back. And then they, you know, increase the lead on you by 2 or 3.
Right. And that's the tough thing. And that's one of those conundrums you get into against a team like this. Because the other thing is the Streaks are fairly deliberate on offense, too. So then you have two teams that are trying to work the offense. And, yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, a half quarter is gone.
All right, we'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 54-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
We're a farm store, a family store, a Look What I Found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a Hey Neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Check out the huge selection of men's, women's, and kids' Wrangler clothing at the lowest prices every day. Like these Wrangler Retro Bootcut jeans for just $49.99.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up the yellow WGIL button at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall here tonight, 54-35 to the Morton Potters. Now 17-8 on the season. Morton moves to 18-3. Sophomores also lost tonight, 41-36. That was just their second loss of the season. They lost to Geneseo early up there and beat them here on Thursday night. All right, our final order of business is to name a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tough in this one because there was, I won't say early, but there was a point where we got to that we knew we weren't or felt we weren't going to get back into this ball game. So you got to talk about maybe something a player did individually. And, you know, I think this is a case where you played against the probably the best player we're going to see this season, definitely the best big we're going to see this season, and probably for a career, a young lady's played against the best player she's going to see in her career, and actually did an admirable job, did some really good things defensively, maybe didn't get enough touches, but I think she did a really good job against a very good player.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior, Abby Davidson. She finishes with 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 2 steals. You know, and the other thing I thought, a good coaching move that Coach Massey made, I think it was in the second quarter, he actually switched Abby Davidson off of Krupa, which allowed Abby to be more worried less about fighting with Krupa for position and trying to front her. Let Abby Lingenfelter do the essentially heavy lifting, and then once the ball went into Krupa, she could double team. And what happened then is Krupa passed the ball off a couple times, which resulted in a couple block shots for Abby Davidson because she was able to come off the basketball and recover to her person, who then her girl put the shot up and Abby would block it. So Abby Davidson in a tough game is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, the streaks fall again, 54-35. Our next activity will be coming up Tuesday night. The Galesburg High boys will be here at John Thiel Gym playing host to the Sterling Golden Warriors. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will have that for you. And then Thursday night, the girls back in action. We'll be on the road down at Quincy. Eric, for some reason, doesn't want to go to Quincy. I don't understand why. So I'll go down, though, because I got nothing better to do. So we'll have that action for you coming up on Thursday night here on WGIL. All right. Well, thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott, keeping us on the air here today for both games. Streaks again fall 54-35 to the sixth-ranked Morton Potters. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.